This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian grain will continue to be shipped from Black Sea ports. Reuters' Edward Baran has more.
A deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports that was due to expire on Saturday has been renewed. It follows days of talks brokered by Turkey to extend the agreement. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan announced the renewal on Saturday, but he did not disclose how long the extension period was for. Moscow said it would not object to the deal being extended by 60 days, while a Ukrainian official said the parties agreed to 120 days. The pact was brokered with Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey in July. It was designed to combat a global food crisis that was fueled in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February last year.
Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. Ecuador's presidency says at least 12 people were killed and buildings were damaged in a powerful earthquake that shook Peru and Ecuador on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude of the quake at 6.8 with a depth of 66 kilometers. Its epicenter was in the Ecuadorian municipality of Balao near the border with Peru. Kosovo and Serbia have reached an agreement on implementing an EU-backed deal to normalize ties after 12 hours of talks. This, according to EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell late on Saturday. He described the negotiations as difficult. And people protested in Milan on Saturday after Italy's right-wing government told Milan's city council to stop registering the children of same-sex parents. The issue reignited a debate around Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's conservative agenda. Italy legalized same-sex civil unions in 2016, overriding opposition from Catholic and conservative groups, but it did not give same-sex unions adoption rights. From Washington, this is VOA News. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes on Friday, saying he was personally responsible for the abductions of children from Ukraine, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The Ukrainian child, Anastasia Motichak, told British broadcaster Sky News about her experiences after being forcefully held in what is known as a Russian summer camp. She explained how she was taken from Kherson in October in one of a convoy of 100 buses. She said many children would ask when they were going home. Motichak explained their response was scornful. They said to us, "We are feeding you, we give you water, and we give you heating and comfort, and you're so ungrateful." Save Ukraine spokesperson Olga Yerokhina believes the abductions were not a spontaneous decision by the Kremlin.
It was prepared long before this.
Putin's ICC arrest warrant is the first of its kind against the leader of one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday said he expects to be arrested on Tuesday, but he offered no evidence and he called on his supporters to protest as prosecutors consider charges over a hush money payment to a porn star. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom.
A rhino loser.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest as prosecutors consider charges over a hush money payment to a porn star. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump posted Saturday that a leak from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office indicated, quote, "The far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week." Trump, whose supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, in a failed effort to overturn his 2020 election defeat, wrote, quote, "Protest, take our nation back."
That's Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Russia, China, and Iran have completed three-way naval exercises in the Arabian Sea that included artillery fire at targets on the sea and in the air. This, according to the Russian Defense Ministry, on Saturday. The exercises took place off the Iranian port of Chabahar. They took place as Vladimir Putin prepares to host his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Moscow for a three-day state visit starting on Monday. And Burundi has declared a national public health emergency after polio was detected in a four-year-old and two other children who had been in contact with him. The polio outbreak is Burundi's first in more than 30 years. More on that at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.